Forget the markets. That's right. The underlying strength of the economy is not to be found on Wall Street or in stock indices, even though traders and investors tend to be leading indicators in the economy, and that what you see on Wall Street could possibly happen in the future. But let's take a look at jobs. Mike Davis joins us. He's economics and finance professor at Southern Methodist University's Cox School of Business. He joins us from his home in Dallas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So forget the markets. Focus on this interesting statistic. More than a third of the jobs created in the United States were in Texas. Is that a statistical anomaly, or is there method there in the success in Texas?
No, it's certainly not a statistical anomaly. We've heard talk of the Texas miracle. It's not a miracle as in walk on water miracle, but the economy down here has been doing really, really well in comparison to the rest of the country. And that's not just coincidence.
And, you know, we've seen there's a boom up in North Dakota, which has a much smaller population, and they have energy issues up there that are helping to create wealth in that state. You're not relying on natural resources to create these jobs, are you?
No. Energy has helped. And let's be clear, Texas has been very lucky the past 5 or 10 years. But this economy down here is really surprisingly diverse. Texas economically looks much more like the rest of the country than it's ever looked. We have manufacturing. We lead the nation in exports. We have a vibrant service sector, a tech sector. It's really a complex story.
Then Mike Davis, economics and finance professor at Southern Methodist University. Why is unemployment still above 8% in Texas?
Are in the middle of the worst recession since the Great Depression, and the entire economy, as we all know, is suffering. And the Texas economy is much more integrated into both the U.S. economy and the world economy than it has ever been in the past. We're not, and this is not to say that there's anything wrong with North Dakota or anything wrong with Oklahoma, except during football season, but we are very unlike those places because we're very diversified.
And that's interesting. You mentioned Oklahoma in the football season, and, you know, very brave of you to do so, being from SMU. But the Bureau of Labor Statistics shows that while employment grew in Texas, it grew more in Oklahoma. And they actually experienced a significant decline in their unemployment rate while Texas didn't. Is that because of this diversification you're talking about?
And quite seriously, they're doing a lot of things right in Oklahoma, but they're also they're much more focused on energy up there than we are down here. That's helped them a lot, rising oil prices and so forth. But yeah, they're doing a lot of good things up there. The other thing that we have had in Texas, which needs to be understood, is this tremendous influx of people from the rest of the country coming here, and also from all over the world moving to Texas. That migration has really reshaped our economy and will continue to do so.
Now, is that a good thing, or does it dampen the employment number because it means there are a lot more people looking for work and maybe not getting it right away?
I think it's a good thing. But, of course, it comes with its own set of costs, that you've got a whole bunch of kids moving here that need to be educated. The people move here need to have places to live and roads to get them there. So nothing is ever all good or bad, I suppose. But those people are welcome here, and they are contributing.
So Mike Davis, economics and finance professor at Southern Methodist University, speaking from Dallas and looking at this Texas miracle with your governor, Rick Perry, who looks poised to possibly announce a run for the presidency. Is it his strategy? Is it his set of incentives? Is it his style of leadership that has helped to do this? Or does he just benefit from phenomena that are pre-existing in Texas and would benefit any governor?
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that. In Texas, the governor's office is inherently weak. So it's not like he runs the state in any way, and he certainly doesn't run the economy. There is, as we discussed before, Texas has been lucky. Texas has sort of this culture of business and entrepreneurship that I think is important. But it is also true that the government does some things that are very favorable towards job creation. And Perry has been, you know, part of that government. So to the extent you want to tie in this story down here of economic growth with public policy, Perry has been behind those policies.
What's the memo you'd write to President Obama to take a lesson from Texas and scale it nationally in the minute before we go?
That's harder to do, I think, politically. In Texas, there really is probably more political homogeneity than you're going to find at the national level. Certainly, we've got liberals, lots of them down here, that have a voice, but it's probably easier to get things done politically here than it would be in Washington.
Interesting. So you're echoing what Kathleen Hall Jamison said a moment ago. Project consensus, project that you have your act together and that there's some agreement in the leadership corridors of power. Would that be a fair takeaway?
If I were advising Governor Perry, which I am absolutely not, but if I were, I think that would be what I'd tell him.
Mike Davis, economics and finance professor at Southern Methodist University's Cox School of Business, talking a little bit about the Texas miracle. Is it all Texas, or is it Rick Perry? Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.